with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us. A new study out of the Harvard Medical School this week finding that almost 1 in 12 teens have an anger disorder, and it starts early in most cases by the age of 12. To talk about how much of a problem this is becoming and what parents can do, I'm joined by Melody Brook. She's a licensed counselor and therapist. You can find her online at melodybrook.com. Melody, thanks for joining us on WILS tonight.
My pleasure.
Now, the study is now finding that nearly 8% of adolescents have regular violent outbursts that would fall into the category of a mental health disorder, although we all get angry. So isn't this really a behavior problem?
It's a behavior problem, but it also begins as an emotional problem. These are kids that obviously don't have a way to connect and express their feelings in a healthy way.
Is it clear that these teens are really angrier than the rest of their peers, or are they simply do they simply feel they can get away with this kind of behavior?
My belief is that these are kids who have an underlying emotional problem, like depression or anxiety, just being expressed as anger because it's the only way they know how to do it. You know, kids don't express their depression in the same way adults do, and anger is often one of the ways that we look for depression to be expressed in a child. So I would say that what they're really looking at is kids whose depression or anxiety has gotten out of control. And if we find some ways to help them express their emotions in a healthy way, you know, then there's a lot better chance they're not going to develop into a full-fledged disorder.
I mean, where does parenting come in, though? I mean, isn't parenting and the way a child is allowed to behave, can't that play a role in a child deciding, hey, I can get away with getting mad and yelling?
It can certainly have an effect, but I think that is more related to, are we, you know, overindulging our children to the point that, you know, they become angry if they're not getting what they want, is what you're really talking about. And that's, again, that is a parenting issue, and that probably is identifiable long before they become a teen.
So when you are dealing with a teen that's angry, I mean, how do you discern if they actually have an emotional anger problem, a disorder, or if they're simply tantruming and, you know, they are simply maybe potentially spoiled and allowed to behave in ways that are out of control, but they're really not that angry underneath it all?
I think that at a certain point, you know, you have to measure your child. And if you have a good relationship with your child, you'll know if what they're expressing is out of the ordinary or if it's just a normal expression. And, you know, having an open, honest relationship with your child in which you express boundaries and the child is comfortable within that, then it's probably something emotional that's going on they're going to need some help with. And you have to look at your own parenting skills. You know, if you are the kind of a parent who is giving your child everything they want because you want to be their best friend, you know, that's laudable, but at the same time, it's not really fair to the child. It actually handicaps them. That's really what you're talking about.
I'm talking to Melody Brook. She's a licensed counselor, therapist. You can find her online at melodybrook.com, Brook with an E. Now, tell me, when it comes to parents dealing with an angry child, I mean, one thing that may happen is if a child starts yelling, a parent may yell back. Is it okay for a parent to let a child know that, hey, I've got a temper also?
I don't think it's productive, no. I don't think that's productive in any circumstance to meet anger with anger. That just causes it to escalate. We have to recognize that anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath anger is always threat of loss or it's fear. So there's pain or fear underneath the anger. So if we address what it is that's upsetting that person and try to have some empathy for what they're going through, they're a lot more likely to be able to disarm the anger that way than by meeting it head on with more anger.
Don't we all, though, have these feelings, these feelings of fear, feelings of loss,
sure,
angry feelings? What is it in these cases, do you think, that brings it up to a level of a disorder versus a child that may be angry but learns to suppress it and channel it?
I think that as parents, part of our job is to help educate our children how to handle their emotions. And oftentimes, kids are doing what they've seen done with anger. So if a child is acting out with their anger. They may have seen that happen. Either they're watching too much television, you know, too much reality television where people are acting out, or they're seeing it from their own parents, and they're not learning other ways to express themselves. So if you can help them to learn it, more healthy ways to release their feelings, then you're a lot better chance of them not developing into these lifelong problems.
It does seem that rage and expressing anger can be even potentially addictive to some adults, as long as you see their behavior and they seem to enjoy it on some level. I mean, how hard is it to get a child who's been used to having potentially daily outbursts for 5-10 years potentially, and then to begin to change that behavior? How do you even go about doing that?
That's extremely difficult. When I used to work in a treatment center, it was something that would sometimes take 3 or 4 months of daily interactions with the child to get them to begin to shift and see things from a different perspective. You know, that habitual use of anger to get what they want is a real problem. And I think that today we are sort of setting ourselves up for that, because there's so many parents that don't want to be the controlling, authoritative parent that maybe they had, and so they instead try to become their child's best friend and give them everything they want. And really, in fact, they're handicapping their child by being that way.
So a kid that is used to raging and just yelling and blowing up, what's the piece of knowledge that tends to kind of trigger him to think, wow, okay, I didn't know that, and now I'm going to restrain myself a little bit?
Well, you know, to a great extent, kids will push and push and push the boundaries because they want a boundary. It makes them anxious to think that there's no limit to what their power is. It scares them. And so in some ways, it doesn't, you know, they are actually looking for you to say, no, this is as far as you can go with this, and it helps them to feel more secure. But it takes a lot of work to get them there, and each child, of course, is going to be different, but
That brings me back to the issue of showing a child that look, a parent has a temper too. I mean, isn't part of it letting a child know, by child I mean a teen, a 15, 16-year-old kid, that, look, you can't yell at dad like that because dad might get really angry also if you do that?
I don't think that, again, meeting anger with anger is going to be productive. I do think that you have to have firm limits, for sure.
So do they respond to grounding?
Like,
do they respond to grounding or these kinds of disciplinary actions, or does that not really help?
You can try that, and for some children it can work, but it just depends, again, on your relationship with your child. And sometimes, you know, if your child has got such an anger problem that you cannot manage it yourself, that's the time to ask for help.
Is it appropriate to medicate this kind of a child at some point? Is that part of the approach to making them more docile?
Sometimes it is, but there are times when it actually escalates the anger, because the SSRIs in some kids actually makes them more violent, actually makes them act out even more with their angry outbursts. So I'm not necessarily an advocate of medication, although sometimes it is the answer. I do think that you do have to get help when they've gotten to the point that you can't help them, they won't listen to you, they're not able to manage it on their own, and they're not able to manage it with your help. It's time to get help outside the family. And therapies, family therapies, maybe medication, but certainly family therapy.
How often, though, are these teens strategic in where and how they get angry? How often do they focus it at their parents or family members, yet they know not to do that to a stranger or in a public place?
Well, that's really how you want it to be. I know that seems odd, but you know, if your child is behaving out in the public just fine, if they're able to go to school and they're able to be normal around other people, then probably you have a child that's got a little more self-control than what they're talking about in some of these studies. So actually, you want your child to be more free to express themselves with you and feel more comfortable doing that than out in the world.
Is this one of the most difficult issues when it comes to teens and their mental disorders to deal with as compared to a child that's depressed or anxious?
I think in some ways it's better if they're expressing themselves in some way. You know, these kids that are injuring themselves in private and they're maybe attempting suicide and no one ever knows about it, to me, that's much worse. A child who is acting out is asking for help, whereas a child who's acting inward isn't necessarily asking for help.
One last thing. A child that has or a teen that has an anger disorder, do they typically know that it's a negative thing that they're doing and it hurts the people they're around?
You know, I think teenagers typically are so self-centered. It's part of the diagnosis of being a teenager that often, no, they're not. They're not really able to understand the impact that it has on other people. And I do think that one of the things that can help them is when they can make that shift to understanding and having empathy for what the other people around them are going through.
And certainly hope to, that's something you hope to resolve before they become adults and before they, become angry older people. Melody Brook, a licensed counselor and therapist. You can find her online at Melody Brook. That's BROOKE.com. Melody, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.